Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Our show is going to be a little bit different tonight because the illustrious and wonderful Dr. Pat Allen is otherwise engaged. And before you call and ask, yes, she's perfectly fine in the pink. But until then, I want to welcome Sue Wagner, the Chief Financial Officer and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer of the One Institute. Welcome, Sue. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Yes, unfortunately, Dr. Allen had something come up, so she will not be available to take calls today. We will have a guest speaker on, Patricia Eltidge. She has been on before. She has a couple of dreams lined up from a couple of her sources. So you folks will be able to listen to how she interprets some dreams. And Patricia is also available for dream analysis. And I guess we'll take this time. As you know, Kelly has been with Dr. Allen for numerous years, and I've been with Dr. Allen. I'm Pat's daughter, so I've been
Since birth.
Well, yeah, I've been, well, but really working Pat's material for about 30 years. I sit in all the seminars, so, and I've experienced all the trauma from the bad stuff. Pat wasn't the perfect mom, so I had to learn the hard way, like most of the ladies out there. And I just want to let you know that me and Kelly and Dr. Allen, we do offer ladies groups. Pat, unfortunately, she is in demand, so her groups are hard to get into. And so Kelly and I have opened up.
We have opened up our own groups. And we have been blessed by Dr. Allen to do so. So we picked
Hello.
Up.
Sorry,
Hi.
I didn't push any buttons. <I'm> cut off.
So I was just saying that we're picking up the slack when some of the ladies don't want to wait for Dr. Allen or just would like a different style. They choose you or they choose me. We all have three very different styles of teaching, but it's all the same content.
Yeah. What I do is I prefer ladies that are dating. I like to walk you through, get you online as, casting a net out. And then I walk you through how to be on a date, what's going on while they're dating, how to get in. You know, I prefer my ladies not rush into a relationship until they get to know the man. So it usually takes, honestly, about 3 to 4 months to really, these are weekly sessions to get to know the material and practice it and have it become familiar and normal. So our groups are once a week for a 4-week commitment and they're very reasonable. You can contact me at the office. My phone number is 949-723-0338. Or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. That would be info@drpatallen. And I will give you all the group times. We've already started September. So September groups are full. So we will be opening up groups in October if you're interested. And I do have some ladies that I have been with since I started about 3 months ago, and one's just about ready to get a promise ring. She wasn't comfortable getting an engagement ring, so we worked out getting a promise ring so that at least she knows the gentleman is wanting a long-term committed relationship headed towards marriage, and because she's tired of having them say they want a relationship, and then a month later they break up. She just is tired of wasting her time. The promise ring is more of a symbol that means that he's serious and she's serious. So either way, you know, I work with you on what you want and what you don't want. Kelly, how do you do your groups?
My groups are a little bit different. We do focus on dating, mating, relating, determining what their energy is, whether it's the feminine energy or the masculine energy. Either one is fine. And we do a lot of focus on self-growth and self-awareness so that, you know, I had one lady that would really pick apart her man. And I said, well, you know, let's see how perfect you are with comparison. So we work a lot on self-awareness. And recently, three of my ladies are duty dating. So we have been really focusing on the flirt, the hanky drop and the flirt. So yeah. It's a skill that I think got lost somewhere along the way. And, you know, I give them homework and I tell them you have to put your phone away. You can't be looking at your phone. So, you know, people don't approach people with their face in a phone. They're more likely to approach somebody who's just sitting there, you know, taking in the surroundings. So we've been working a lot on that. And I've got one lady who actually got her promise ring. So she's very excited. And it's just been a great experience. I love working with my ladies. A couple of my ladies have been with me now since we first started our groups as well. And it's so great and so fun to watch them just blossom, you know, just bloom and start dating and relating and understanding what they don't want is how they get what they do want.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I am focusing a lot more on the attachment styles, which I find there's the three attachment styles. There's the anxious, secure, and avoidant. Once you know your attachment style, it kind of opens up the window or the door on what you may have been doing in the past. Because, as you know, Dr. Allen talks about women that don't have fathers or do not have very good role models when they're younger. You end up picking your partner that is similar to either your mom or your dad. So once you know your attachment style, you can start working on I call it your picker, because you're familiar with what was familiar when you were growing up, and that's not always the best type of a relationship. So the groups are a little bit of self-analyzing it. And as you know, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior if you're aware of it and you have to process it. So
definitely 100%
focus. Yeah. You know, we can give you the material, but you're not going to go out and use it. You're just going to resort back to what's familiar. And that's the same stuff you're used to. So it's very important to have somebody kind of keep you on track. And unfortunately, a lot of masculine women, they want to compete, control, and conquer. So you have to get them down, demasculine. We have to soften them a little bit to get them in their feminine state so they're not so competitive with these men. And also, you know, a lot of the ladies, they're mad at men. You know, you have to forgive men for we cause them to be the way they are. Yeah. Kelly?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, Sue. I find that, I'll get some of my ladies will get into what I call the frenzy of man hate. And I'm like, you know, that's not a great way to get a mate. But you're right. I've come into contact with several women who I tease them and I say, you've got a broken picker. We've got to fix that. So working on the structure of the picker, definitely, because we do tend to pick the same thing until we get the lesson. And until we get the lesson, we're going to repeat the lesson over and over and over again.
Yeah. So a lot of is to keep you focused on, the lesson. You know, you've been doing what you've been doing for so many years and you get the same results. We shift you over to try a new behavior, new communication, new awareness. And I do believe in the law of attraction. What you think about comes about. I need to focus my ladies to get them happy, grounded, self-love, anchored, and then that will be attracted to the men. But you, there is no script or formula to have men like you. You have to love yourself and show, be happy and protrude love so that the man wants to be with you.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I think the law of attraction is on point with respect to that. And, you know, if you're angry and bitter, that's what you're going to draw back to you. And if you're happy and self-fulfilled and, you know, it's like I said, you know, in when Harry met Sally, the lady says, I'll have whatever she had for lunch, you know. People want to know what people have inside of them that is like, they're happy, they're smiling, they're like a ray of sunshine. Yeah. What is that? And it's attractive, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You know, the difference between a bouquet of daisies and a bouquet of dead ragweed. So,
because remember, you attract the energy you give off. So if you're angry and you're not happy with yourself, you're going to get somebody that you're going to attract everybody that's angry and unhappy with themselves. It's just the law of attraction. So there's a, you know, and you know, there's a lot of things, you know, we're very similar to Pat. Pat's more of a, she's more scientific. I try to be a little bit more of the layman, easier terms to get the ladies at least started, and then I'll focus. We do a lot of communication tools. Rational and emotional communication. You'd be surprised how just tweaking a couple of words has a whole different meaning. So, you know, we keep you focused on that. And one thing with Pat, I run her office. So anybody listening out here, you can always send me emails and, you know, I can refer you to what I, you know, Pat does the life scripts. That's a great tool to open up the key that you keep doing the same behavior over and over. It kind of like opens up the door to work on your life script so you can change it. Patricia Eltage and Pat does it. So I can, if you want to, you know, email me at the office, I'm glad to help any lady any way I can to help you ladies work through whatever issues you need.
I love that. Do you find that the group dynamic, I think when they first come in, the first, our first session, they're a little shy, but then they begin to really adapt and expand and explore with the group setting. It's been really effective for my ladies. They see that they're not alone in the world and how they're feeling and the things going on in their lives. And I think it's really interesting because my favorite thing is to say, well, let's get you to a live script with Dr. Allen, and then we can start to do the rewrite on the script. You know, we can start to look at the script and go, okay, where is the, you know, where are we having a problem here? The script isn't selling, so let's figure out how to rewrite it so we can sell it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different steps you need to take. And you know, there's some books to read. I have some great easy read books about attachment styles that I have my ladies reading, and it's like eye opening to them. So a lot of it is I send articles. So it isn't just us all lecturing. It's a lot of self awareness work and books. I had to do it that way, and I had to do trial and error by messing up everything I could possibly mess up, and then finding out, oh, I wish I would have known this. Well, you know, if you want a healthy relationship, there's a way to get it, but only you can work to get it. We can just help you facilitate to get you there.
Yep, and teach you the tools, and then reinforce the use of the tools to be able to stay in sync with that idea. So I think that it's time for us to do a little phone call. And call Patricia Eltage.
Patricia's great for doing dreams. And we will be sending out a newsletter in the next week. So if you want to be on our newsletter, you can go to Dr. Allen's website, drpatallen.com, and there's a place to sign up.
Oh, and then we are going to have a pop-up information about something, aren't we, Sue?
Yes, we're thinking on having a monthly Zoom class for ladies where you can log in and ask. There'll be five ladies once a month to log in and work one-on-one with Dr. Allen. I will probably be starting that in November. But I'm working on it. You can always email me for information.
Perfect. Thank you, Sue, so much for being with me tonight and helping while we're missing Dr. Allen. And guess who's here? Patricia Eltage is here. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Sue. I'm glad to be able to be available for you all and everybody else out there.
How are you?
Just great. And I understand that we may have some callers who want to dive into what their dreams are really about.
Yeah. Are you going to stay with us, or you have a group, don't you?
I have a group at 4:30. A lot of my groups are into the evening. So we wanted this one to, we have a couple of people that were calling that called ahead of time to get their dreams done. So this is a great time for Patricia to go over and light some dreams. And if you don't get a hold of Patricia's contact, you can always contact me at the office too. And I will refer you to Patricia for her information and what she does as well.
Amazing. Thank you, Sue.
Yay. Okay. We shall carry on. The show must go on, right, Kelly?
Show must go on. Yeah. Pat and you know, Freddie from Queen. So, Patricia, lay it out for me a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your book before we bring on our first dream person.
Thank you. I'd
love to know all about your book, how you got into it, and what inspired you to write it. It's so beautiful. I just want to say that it's one of the most beautiful books. It's laying out in prestige on my coffee table. And I got to tell you, every time I have company over, they're like, can I look at that? And I'm like, of course you can. So
it's very inviting. Indeed, it's called The Dream Class. Know your dreams, know yourself. And I look at dreams as really the backdoor entrance to our own subconscious mind, what's really going on within the depths of our subconscious comes through to us through our dreams. And anyway, so this book is all about that and how we get in touch with ourselves on a much deeper level. And how I got into it was many years ago, over 25 years ago. And as a child, I suffered from what we then called nightmares, but now I refer to as just scary images bringing us messages that will help us to our greater good. As the quote from Pat is, that I quote in my book, is, all dreams wish us well. So even if they're scary sometimes, they really wish us well to bring us to our greater good and personal growth and transformation. So that being said, I'm a transactional analyst, and I've been in the health field and had a wellness clinic for many years, since the 80s. And the main thing I discovered there was you can't leave out the emotions and the mind and not only treat the body. So it's all one whole holistic action. And so that being said, I did suffer as a child and into teens because I had a traumatic experience as a child, having been kidnapped. And I overcame in later life these inner traumas through the dream work, which was a miracle. And I swore that I would carry it forward and even improve upon it. And Pat Allen and I worked on a system that was very user-friendly to the lay audience, so people can help themselves. And that's what our work is about and the book is about. So that being said, do we have...
I'll say this. My grandfather, as a young boy of 2 years old, got locked in a closet and there was a spider. And I wish he had have known about dream work, because all the way up until the day he passed, he continued to have terrorizing dreams about being locked in that closet with that spider. But of course, you know, back in the day when he was born, 1912, they weren't talking about stuff like this at all. So
I do very well with PTSD. I deal with a lot of people from all over the world that have PTSD, whether it is trauma from childhood, whether it is sexual. I've worked with people in the military. So, but besides trauma, sometimes our dreams just seem kooky. And what are they about? So what they really are about is how we are perceiving our waking life and how we are going about our waking life and our perceptions translating into these kooky seeming images that are trying to tell us how we think and feel about our goings on of life.
I think that's amazing. I really do. And it's funny too, because throughout my life, I've had some really weird and interesting dreams, and some of them seem silly. And then some of them were very deeply jarring. So I totally get that. You know, I mean, here's an example for you, Patricia. I used to have this dream where I was in a wedding gown and I was walking down a long aisle in the church. And when I got to the altar, it was a coffin and it was open. And it was me dead in the coffin in the bridal gown. That one I had off and on for like 7 years.
And what? How old were you when it started, when you first had it?
23 years old.
Mm-hmm. And had you been married?
I had been engaged to be married, but it was, it didn't end greatly.
Okay, well, this is, you were experiencing this. That's a trauma from that at ending. You were planning on being married, it sounds like, and there were, and it died.
Oh, it definitely does. Right.
Yeah. Well. So, and you lived with that. You weren't happy about that. It doesn't sound like you were happy about it. And because when we have recurring dreams, that is unfinished business. So when we have unfinished emotional business, it will recur until we process it and understand why something happened, or when it happened, how did we feel about it, so that we can complete the process emotionally. So that's why we have repetitive dreams that are unfinished traumas.
Well, I agree with you so much. Would you like to take a dream now?
I love it. Let's have it.
Okay. Let me talk to Sam at our switchboard and have him call our dreamer. Calling dreamer number one. Yay. And then later I have another question for you, but it's a deep one. So I'm going to do it after we talk about.
Okay.
We have the dreamers come on, because I like to throw you for a loop, Patricia.
Good. Okay. I can handle it. It's okay.
I know you can. That's why I do it. Oh my goodness. Our dreamer is a voice.
Go ahead and say your name and why you're calling.
Okay. Let me see here. Oh, that's all right. I will have
to try another one.
Dreamer two. Yeah.
people, keep your phone lines open.
Yeah, and if you're getting a call from a weird number, it's probably us. Probably
is
us.
A 323 number? Well, tell them it might be coming from a 323 number, right?
Right, yeah, it's going to come from our 323 number.
Okay.
So Sam's going to send us another one. Hi, caller. You are one of our dreamers, is that right?
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm a big dreamer.
All right. I have Patricia Altage here to listen to your dream.
Oh, awesome.
How are
Thank
you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Wonderful.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. This dream is, I guess it's kind of real because we live on the beach. So in my dream, I am walking down to the beach to meet my husband for happy hour. He's down there with the dog. And so I decide, okay, I'm going to go down and meet you. And so I have my little shorts on and I decide to go topless. So I'm walking down the beach and, you know, there's a walkway to the beach. So I'm walking to the walkway. And next door, there is this... there's a big, beautiful house and a family lives there. But what's going on in the yard is this like big wild party. They're dancing and yelling and screaming and there's loud music and, you know, some people have tattoos and some people, you know, are, you know, dressed pretty risque and they're just having a lot of fun and they're, you know, drinking and whatever. And my thought in my dream is like, wow, those people must be out of town. They must have rented their house for the weekend. That never happens here. So what I did is I covered myself. You know, I took both my arms and I covered myself and I...
Why were you covering yourself? What was happening? You only had your shorts on?
Because I was topless. So what
I
did.
Oh, you were topless.
Is,
oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I didn't want anyone to see me topless. So I put my hands over my chest and I continued, you know, just to walk down to the beach to meet my husband. And there he was with the dog and all was good. And that was the dream.
Well,
but I would never walk around topless. I'm very
I understand. I get it. But well, God forbid. No, I'm just saying when we are unclothed or nudity in dreams is your clothing is persona. So when you are exposing yourself, you are revealing your authentic self. And then were you still topless when you were walking by the people who were partying?
Well, that's when I took my arms. I covered myself.
As you were walking by the people.
As I was walking, when I saw the people, I immediately covered myself.
Okay.
And I thought, well, they must be renting the house.
Okay, well, in our dreams, first of all, water, when we're talking about going towards a body of water, water is our sensual, sexual side of ourself. And when we are going, so you're near it, you're not in it, but you are going towards your own sensuality and your relationship side of life. And I suppose your husband represents your relationship side of life, but your own feel, doesn't mean it's him. It's how you are feeling it. So it's your feeling centeredness about your relationship side of life. And you start out to be your authentic self because you are unclothed, but then all these thoughts and feelings that are on the wild side, because everyone in your dreams is an aspect of yourself, and all those people at the party at the other house are representational of your wild thoughts and feelings. Because you said they were a little wild party going on. So that's
right.
sides of you. And since there are males and females in the dreams, those are your thoughts right. and feelings. And you are, you do have your
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got cut off for a minute. It said,
okay.
So you do have what?
Oh, there's a wild side of you that you are then wanting to cover up and not expose, even though at first you were showing your... side of you is there in this dream as you're going towards your sensual relationship side of your life, then you're wanting to then hide that side of you. So
right.
there's something to say for this. So in your, I said, now here's where the work starts. The work starts, why in your life or where in your life do you not want to expose yourself in your romantic side of life, in your sensuality and your sensuous relationship side of life as you're going towards it and the wild side of you you're covering then. So it's something to examine. So I get people to examine their actions and their dreams and how it correlates to your thoughts and feelings about what's going on in your waking life.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it gives
right.
us
well,
something to think about how our behaviors, our thoughts, and our feelings in our relationships, how we are really experiencing them, not on the exterior, because our subconscious mind does not lie. That's
right.
the real
right.
deal. The real deal is behind the scenes. So that just
right.
is a springboard where we talk about that issue. And then I have people even meditate or do their quiet time or their walking meditation about something that was just revealed in the dream. So that's then the work continues when things are revealed.
So that's very insightful and extremely helpful.
Well, thank you. And call me anytime. You can find me on my website, which is thedreamclass.com, and learn more about your dreams and your subconscious mind in the book Dream Class.
Now, is that information as well in your book? I mean, is it a work like a workbook or?
I suggest that people read one chapter at a time to digest the teachings. And specifically in chapter 7 is how to capture your dreams. But the rest of the book is how it all correlates to our waking life. And our masculine and feminine energies and what things mean, because dreams are individual. They are not, there's no true dream dictionary because each person uses symbols and scenarios that pertain to their own life. So there are general symbols. And we talk about it in the book, and masculine and feminine energies. And like I said, bodies of water in a dream are the sensual, sexual side of life. But water can come in the form of a beach to a dripping faucet. So when you have frozen bodies of water in your dreams, you better look into where you are in your sensual side of life. Is it frozen? So it's very,
oh,
very
wow,
interesting.
That's interesting. Wow.
So
you're
thank
amazing.
You, caller.
Thank
you,
you
so much
I really
for calling
appreciate
in.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
I love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your dream with us tonight. I love it. So amazing. You know, we've got another dreamer coming up, but I wanted to remind everybody that you can find Patricia's book on Amazon, and it's a gorgeous book. You should really check it out. I love it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. Well,
the caller wasn't,
you know what?
Answering.
Oh. No, we have got that caller that's not answering again. So we're going to go to dreamer number three. And going to ask Sam to get us dreamer three.
Keep the lines open, callers. Let's try the first one again that was busy.
Yeah, that's what we did. We called our first one and we got our voice on again. So we're going to call dreamer three. Hey, caller,
you have reached Veronica Lane Book. Please leave a message.
No. Call that one again. That's another one. Okay, let's try that one.
Okay. All right, let's see if I have the numbers right. Okay. Which one do you want me to have him call again, Patricia?
The third one, I guess.
The third one.
Call the third one again.
Okay. Hello, dreamer. You are on the... Oh, we had the dreamer for a second. We'll see what's going on. We lost him, Sam. Could you get him back for me? Thank you. Sam is getting him back. The call dropped.
Oh, he's calling me.
The universe.
Oh, no, Sam's calling me now.
Oh, no. Other one, Sam.
Wrong one. I will pick up. I'm not picking. Technical difficulties. And we are coming into Mercury in retrograde for anybody who pays attention to that stuff. But
hello, hey, this is Achon. Hi.
Oh, who's this? Rick. Rick, this is Rick, right?
This is Rick. Hi,
Dreamer. You are on the line with Patricia Eltage here to talk about your dream.
Wow, excellent. All right, thank you very much. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hello.
I've actually ordered and read your book from Amazon. And I just want to say, you know, it's very dense with good material, but easy to get through. And I read a little bit at a time, and I got to say, I learned a lot. But it's good to talk to you, you know, and maybe get some insight into a recurring theme that's come up over the years, if I may. Hello?
Yes, we want to hear it. Let's have it.
Okay, great. Yeah, wonderful. Okay. In general, and then I'll get to specific. In general, I've had dreams over the years where I have a car and then something goes wrong with the car. Like sometimes the car falls apart. Sometimes I can't find the car. You know, I parked it one place or the car is stolen. You know, so it's like these malfunctions, let's say, with the car. And so I had a dream, I think maybe three nights ago.
Let me talk to you about when we have dreams of our car, any cars or vehicles, cars and vehicles are our way through life. So when you are telling me that you have glitches or problems with the car at different times of your life, you may have had difficulties with getting through your way through life. So let's have a dream that is specific now, and we'll see where these glitches happened.
Okay. When I was younger, I had this very cool 59 Ford Coupe. It was really in good condition, and I really loved the car. Anyway, in the dream, I was sitting in my car. Okay, I think it was my present age, and I realized the car wasn't starting, right? So it was a stick shift. And I thought, well, you know, if I could just get it out, it was kind of on a hill, actually, and I could roll it down the hill, maybe I could jump start it that way, right? Mm-hmm. And So man, I got it out of this parking spot and started rolling down the hill. I had to go around a curve, and the car still wouldn't start. And I was having trouble with the steering, like it wasn't power steering, right? So it was hard to steer. But somehow I managed to stay in control with it, and I found this sort of long area along a curb near like a supermarket, and I was able to sort of guide it in, and I actually parked the car, you know, in this long space. So it wasn't a disaster in the sense, you know, that the car fell apart in it, but it was a kind of a dangerous, intense, anxious
okay.
You know, feeling.
Let me ask you this. Was the when you said the car was in a tight, you were having, was the car going forwards as it was going down the hill?
Correct. Yeah. No. I was going forward, and
forward.
I remember one
okay.
part.
Let me get
down.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're going down. When you're going down a hill, you're going down mm-hmm. into your feelings. So there's a time in your life when you have to say what's going on in your life at the time mm-hmm. where you were getting down into your feelings about your way through life. Your way through mm-hmm. life was leading you into some feeling centeredness that you weren't exactly in control of where mm-hmm. your life was going. And then you were handling it. I didn't hear that you were frightened. So
I was
you were handling
control.
It.
Yeah. Somehow, mm-hmm. I mean, it was nervous, but I was somehow maintaining some control. Yes.
Some control. But there was mm-hmm. a time in your life when this dream was where it, mm-hmm. you weren't completely in control of where life was going or where your way through mm-hmm. life was mm-hmm. not completely in your control, yet you were managing it. It looked like it was a management
yeah.
situation.
It's interesting that you say that, because now that you're speaking, I do recall when I owned that car in that particular year, I went deep into some kind of mad love affair with a girl, and it was really not a happy love affair, but I was deep into these, you know, overwhelming feelings, like you say, falling in love. I'd
down into when we are going down,
right.
Anything that is going down, whether going down an elevator, downstairs, down a road, when you're going down in your dreams, you're going down into your feelings, and these particular feelings weren't, you didn't feel in control, and it was uncomfortable
right.
feeling, and mm-hmm. But you were basically barely managing to come to and you came to a stop. So did this relationship come to a stop?
Well, yeah, it rolled, it kind of rolled to a stop. But you know, it's interesting you say that too, because at the same time, I was managing a restaurant, and I had to keep it cool. You know, I had to keep my business side together, but I was obsessed with this girl. And so it was this kind of back and forth situation that was going on at that time. Between, like I said, like having to keep control professionally,
but
my mind and feelings were all over the place because of this obsession.
Okay. So if you had called me at the time, we would have managed it maybe a little better, because we would be on top.
Okay.
Our subconscious mind is ahead of where our present day actions are. So if we pay attention to our dreams and start to understand them, we can be ahead of the game and know what direction we need to take in relationships, in business, and in all aspects of our life, because we know more than we think we know in our waking life.
Mm.
And when we are
in
touch with that, the answers are yes.
Okay, let me ask you this now then. I appreciate that. I wish I would have known you when I was, I don't know what it was, 28
wow,
or something.
I'm here now, so stay.
Call me sooner. So listen, wait, let me ask you this, if you don't mind, if you have another minute.
Yes.
Why would I be dreaming that dream today? Okay, you know, I mean, this is so far past, I don't think about this ever, you know what I mean? that particular girl or that situation. So why does my mind go back in the dream
because it's PTSD. It is, like I said before, it's unfinished business. So anything that's going on in present day waking life resembles that feeling will trigger that dream symbol because it triggers an old experience. And that's what post-traumatic stress is about. It's we have triggers in present day life that reflect a similar feeling from another time that has not been fully handled and understood.
Okay, I have another question, if you don't mind. I don't want to take up the other caller.
Kelly, is it okay? Do you have another caller? Is that okay? Kelly?
No, it's perfectly fine. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Because right now, you know, Patricia, I'm in a good relationship, a steady relationship. I've been in for a number of years. And, you know, we have typical ups and downs as a couple, I guess. But, you know, it's all foundationally good. And I'm trying to think back, like, if, you know, like I said, it was maybe two or three nights ago I dreamt that. And I'm trying to think if we had any fight previous to that, or if we had.
That's
any,
what's good to pay you know attention what I mean? To. Or you said there was a manual stick. Did you say it was a manual car?
Yes. It was a
manual
on the,
car. Well, that also represents the masculine side. That's manual. So that's the masculine side of life. So it may have been triggered by something in your work life where you still have a feeling about something that is not fully under your control in your business. I don't know what you do for a living, but in your business world or in your dealings, in your work life, it can be something that is not fully in your control, but you're managing it. So it will still trigger a feeling like that, where you were not fully in control yet managing it.
Got it. Well, I have to think back, you know, what, you know, there's always, we always go through things in life, obviously. I have to think back if there's was anything period or that could trigger that.
We try to get to,
you know.
Well, the dream work is keeping a pad by the bed, and you know when these dreams occur. You keep a pad by the bed with your eyes closed upon waking, you scribble down a couple of images because there's a period of consciousness between sleeping and waking called the Lyman state. So when you are upon waking, you keep your eyes closed, you will stay in that state and be able to see these images, scribble a couple of words down in your notebook without opening your eyes so that you can tie the little story together later. But the second you open your eyes, you are out of that state of consciousness and the whole thing disappears. So you know you had a dream, but you can't remember it. So this is part of the practice. And dream work is a practice like practicing yoga or practicing an instrument or practicing golf. It's a it's a practice that you get better at as you do it. And then when you understand that this scenario pertained to what happened the day before or the few days before, you become in touch with your waking life and your dream life, which is your subconscious. So that's why the practice is important to understand more, keep it current.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, you know, also, you know, reading your book has been part of, over the years, my real interest in, I've actually done yoga. It's interesting you mentioned that. And so on. So I've actually been interested in the spiritual planes and different aspects. So I have been interested in, you know, in going to those realms, to those dream realms. And I found, well, like you say, you know, I have kept a journal over the years like that and scribbled down my dreams in the nighttime, trying to see with the flashlight or something. But another thing I read in your book, which I found interesting, was that there are people who don't dream at all, you know, and tell me, is that, would you say that's part of, you know, I have an extreme interest in it. That
people,
why is it that people,
they
right?
Just, yeah, everyone dreams, they just don't always remember. And we teach people that how to remember their dreams. But if they are on certain medications, especially sleep medications, and heavy alcohol.
Hello?
Patricia, are you there?
I am
I'm here. Sorry. I got a low battery.
Anyway, the dream life will be impaired because the sleep is impaired when you don't get real sleep. And many medications prevent us from getting real sleep. Mm. And real sleep is necessary not only for dreaming, it's necessary for the actual function of the brain, which is called the glymphatic system, that is the cleansing and detoxification of the brain. And it needs to do that every night, every day, whenever you get your sleep, it needs to have a full cleanse during that period of sleep. And when people take a lot of meds and recreational drugs and where they don't get proper sleep, and even prescription medications, many of them don't give you real sleep. They only put you in a hypnotic state, not true sleep, and it will be impaired. But it's not, you're not only missing your dreams, you are missing the detoxification of your brain. That's just physiology.
Interesting. Okay, I'll let you go. But I just do realize that when, like, let's say I've had a few drinks or something, gone out, you know, with a friend or something, had some wine, I don't dream. You know, I just conk out. And
that's right.
But I really
want
to dream. I do really do want to be open to that whole realm and all the good messages. So anyway, I'll let other people call you in, and I appreciate
thank
it very
you.
Much talking
Carl,
with
thank
you.
Thank you.
And okay, thank you. Bye bye. Bye.
Thank you, Dreamer. Bye bye. All right.
You want to try the
let's try it one more time and see what we get. You never know. You never know. Okay. I'm going to tell Sam. Then we're going to try our first caller one more time and see if we can get them on the line.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Our caller is lost there to us. I don't know what's happening. Okay. So here's a great question for you, Patricia.
Yes. I'm here for you.
In the biblical term of prophetic dreaming would be Joseph and Daniel. What is your thoughts on dreaming in the prophetic? I think I've lost Patricia. Are you there, Patricia?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay, you were breaking up. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing I can do. I'm here. So 99.9% of the time, dreams are pertaining to our lives. Now, our lives get prophetic dreams. There have been Bible stories where they had dreams where they dreamed of the famine, and I talk about that in the book too. But a lot of times what happens is what we are, that's why this dream work is excellent, because it really is the way we teach ourselves to be more in touch with our sixth sense. So the more you practice dream work, you will, and connecting it to your waking life, you start to be more in tune with the connections of your subconscious and what you know on that level and what you see in the waking world. And we become much more sensitive and develop a more keen sense of awareness in life in general. So we actually pick up clues. Remember a wonderful book called Blink? Well, there are things that we take in every hour, every second of every day through all of our senses that we gather all this data in our waking life, and it's stored in our mind, and somehow it is recategorized, and some of the stuff is discarded and some of it has been saved in memory.
Very interesting. So I think that everything is electricity in the world. And I wonder if in some cases with our dreams, we pick up on that electric vibration. And
we pick up on the electric vibration in our waking life through all of our senses.
Oh, my goodness. You're breaking up again, Patricia. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Oh, I think we have lost Patricia. However, it has been... There you are. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time, but it's going to be okay. Sam has lined up for us a podcast from one of Pat's shows for the last hour of our show with We're Missing Pat. And
hello.
We're having a...
You want to try me again, Kelly?
We're having a little technical with you. So we're going to go to podcast now. And Patricia Alpenge, I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday. I want to thank LA Talk Radio for running our brilliant shows all over the place on both channels from time to time, but you can always go to our archives to hear everything. Until next week, we're loving you so much. We'll be back. We'll be answering questions and doing all sorts of wild stuff. Sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the others. We love you. Mwah! Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.